So I currently run a tutorial series called JavaScript Bits and Pieces, where I share little bits and pieces of whatever I'm currently learning about JavaScript. And some days ago, I learned about JavaScript implementation method. So basically, this just means that how is JavaScript implemented? Typically, you just say that JavaScript is a scripting language and it gets interpreted, right? But as I started to study it, I realized that it was much more not necessarily complicated, but not what I've always thought. And I made a video about it. You can find it on my YouTube. But I also thought to just share the clip of the learnings on my podcast here. I hope you enjoy it and find it informative as I did. Welcome to Trant. I'm your host, Blossom Babalola. And on here, I talk about my career as a software engineer, my career in the tech industry, and sometimes I even bring you lived experiences of other people who have careers in the tech industry, Scrum Master, UI, UX designer, and anything that you might ask or want to know. I also talk about my personal learnings and journey, and basically what it's like having a career in tech. So if that's your cup of tea, I hope you hang on for the ride. And if it's not, I hope career is sort of your thing, or just the sort of your thing. There is a long-standing argument on whether JavaScript is an interpreted or a compiled language. If you're not familiar, interpreters and compilers are a way of implementing a language. The computers that we know are not familiar with Java, Python, JavaScript, they don't just understand. So we use compilers or interpreters to break down these codes into understandable, machine understandable languages. Compilers take the whole written code and translate it into machine code, and then this machine code is then processed and given as an output. You'll be familiar with languages like Java, C++. They are compiled languages. Interpreters, on the other hand, interpret each single line of code. They go one after the other, interpreting each line of code. Python, Ruby are languages such as this, and compilers are known to be much more faster than interpreters. So where does JavaScript fall? JavaScript was originally designed and intended as a scripting language primarily for the web, which made it an interpreted language. This means that the browser the JavaScript code was running on would interpret each line of the code that is written. And we know that JavaScript runs very differently on different browsers. However, relevant modern engines, such as the most popular Google's V8, now use just-in-time compilations, which is argued in computer science corners as a hybrid of both interpreters and compilers. Unlike the regular compilers, just-in-time compilation compiles code during the execution of a program. This JavaScript engine combines the speed of a compiler with the flexibility of an interpreter. So unlike the regular interpretation it does, where it reads each line of code one by one, it now does a compilation at runtime. Let's have a look at our JavaScript engine convert JavaScript code to machine-readable language. The first process is the tokenization. This is where the engine breaks up the code into meaningful chunks called tokens. Let's look at this statement. We have variable the age and is assigned to the value 7. Once it undergoes interpretation or compilation in this instance, the tokenization breaks each statement into different chunks of code, and then it passes it. Passing is a methodology whereby the tokens, that is now an array of inputs, will be converted into an abstract syntax tree. This abstract syntax tree is then passed to the final stage, the code generator, and is converted to an executable bytecode. This executable bytecode is the machine-readable language. Now we can see that using the just-in compilations, which every modern JavaScript engine uses, JavaScript now undergoes the same processes that a regularly statically typed compiler goes through. In conclusion, is JavaScript an interpreted or a compiled language? I would say that given the way that it is implemented, it is an hybrid which is much more closer to being a compiler or a compiled than an interpreted language. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I hope you learned something new, pondered on something new, or something made this whole episode worth your time. If you had any thoughts or anything you'd like to share, you can find me on my social media platforms as Blossom Babalola, except for Instagram, which is B_Trantin. It's going to be linked in the description, so you don't have to stress yourself about it. I'll see you on my next episode. Thank you for listening and supporting me. Bye.